Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
The story goes that one day Cal Ripken Jr. leaves for the ballpark and forgets something at home. So he's almost to the ballpark, has to turn around and rush home. Forgot his glove, keys, whatever it was. Walks in the door and Kevin Costner's banging his wife. So he calls his manager and says, look, I'm not going to make it. There's a dispute at home. There's a family issue. I'm not going to make it. The word gets to the owner, and the owner's like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And he creates a, air quotes, electrical failure at the ballpark, so all the lights shut off, and they can't start the game for like 2 more hours. So it buys him enough time to get back, play the game, and continue the streak.
Why did he have to wait? He was just going to wait till Kevin Costner was done fucking his wife?
No, he had to deal with
Dub Vaughn goes hard.
See you later, popcorn bitch.
Those 7 days have almost passed.
The wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dicks.
Come and revel in the carnival-like proceedings.
Hey, it's Drunkard STL on Twitter.
Hold on to your fucking hats, everybody.
WFOD.
Kids, I never heard of that.
Hello.
This thing we call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I'm joined by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL.
What up?
And guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, sweet November Travis.
Jaguar impressive.
Jaguar Coach T. Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
Welcome to the program.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Yeah.
There's something pretty serious that I need to discuss with you. I don't know if you're prepared to discuss this, but it's something that we got to talk about. Travis, do you know Guts Danson?
I'm not familiar, no.
Guts Danson the other day, he shared a statistic with me that said that the spiders are going to eat us all. but they have to figure out how to organize. Once the spiders figure out how to organize, Travis, they're going to attack. And they eat between 400 and 800 million tons of prey each year. And we're only like 287 million tons.
I first need to, before you go any further, need to know where this statistic came from.
It was a study.
I mean, who studied it?
I don't know.
So in theory, this could be any animal though, right?
No, spiders eat a surprisingly large amount of food.
Okay.
And they're going to eat us. By the way, Travis, I know that you're excited. You're excited about the new Spider-Man, right? With the three Spider-Mans?
Yeah. I don't know.
I got a leak. You want to hear the leak? It might be fake, but I pulled the audio for it because I thought it was really good. It's an interesting direction that they're taking Spider-Man.
You're too late, Spider-Man. Weed has been legalized.
But you're the one getting smoked, Gobby.
So which goblin was that now?
It was a green goblin.
Not the hobgoblin. Green.
Yeah, a green goblin. And he legalized weed. And in this version, Spider-Man has like a Uzi, which that was weird.
Well, I mean, when the threats keep getting bigger, the weapons have to follow suit.
So the biomass of all the humans is 287 million tons.
You're talking about animals that every human swallows by accident while they're sleeping.
Yeah, like 6 throughout the year.
Travis, I figured is they said that spiders eat 10% of their weight.
So what's the biomass of every spider?
Well, there's
guess what? I'll step on every fucking one of them.
I don't think they took into consideration that like we'd fight back. I think like in this scenario,
we wouldn't stand idle while all of the spiders came together to try to take us down.
Yeah, I think that what they think is like the spiders are all just gonna coordinate to kill people, and then like we're just gonna lay down. I guess a lot of them are they nocturnal, Travis? The spiders? I guess they could strike in the evening. I feel like they're nocturnal. Like the one in my backyard that builds the web, he does it at night, Travis. He does it when I'm not out there. Because like when I come down there with my dog to go pee.
So you've never seen a spider walking around during the day?
No, I have.
You only see them at night?
But it seems like they're active in the evening.
I mean, they can be more active. That's when the lights will attract the bugs to their webs.
So the tons figure, Travis, the tons, I converted it to pounds. The 287 million tons is 574 billion pounds. See, because a ton is 2,000 pounds, right? And so there's 7 billion people, so they're figuring that the average
say, the math on that.
Person is 82 pounds. I guess they're including babies. You got to include babies because they got to take out the babies,
well,
too.
Well, you also got to include, like, Ethiopians, too.
Ethiopians?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Yeah, you do have to incorporate the Ethiopians.
Yeah. So 82 pounds. Yeah, I guess.
You've seen that Starving Marvin, right?
Us fat fucks. They,
that's like half of Africa.
They average out with the babies who don't weigh much.
Africa.
I mean
Africa, exactly, Africa.
Africa, yep.
The Ethiopians.
Like Starving Marvin.
Right, the little bitty thin guys. Yeah. They run fast, though.
You know, like
how the spider's going
to
catch them?
The places that we send our not championship shirts to.
Like, they only run fast for a while. Since they're so emancipated, they will slow down pretty quickly.
That's the other thing. Once they get like an eighth of the way through of eating, they're going to slow down considerably because they're heavier themselves, right? Why can't we do this with just about any animal? Because, I mean,
well, like the other animals would get together and eat us?
If an old lady dies in their house, their cat is eating her face.
Well, what they say is that we are outnumbered.
It doesn't matter, though. Regardless of the situation with these fucking spiders, we just call up John Goodman.
And he'll just take them out.
Yep.
Or you just call the Orchid Man.
We'll nuke them. We'll trick the spider. We're smarter than spiders. I mean,
between the Orkin Man and John Goodman, drunk. Who? I mean,
I'm guessing
if you had both their numbers,
I've
who
never
you
seen
call?
That movie.
They said that spiders they outnumber us 2.8 million to one. But me being a
hold on 2.8 million. So
that's what they said. The study. 2.8 million spiders for every person. Drunk.
So what's 2.18 million times 7 billion? That's how many spiders there are?
Yeah, there's a quadrillion spiders.
That's got to be like in the trillions.
It's a quadrillion, whatever the fuck that is. It sounds like a lot.
There's no way there's
I've never even counted that high.
There's no way there's a quadrillion spiders.
And there's 7 billion humans. But
who did? I love you, man. But this is a dumb conversation.
No, it's not because Guts Danson said it. He sent it to us like we got to be worried
even know
about
who
this.
That guy is.
He said, "Hey guys, don't you know that there's like billions of spiders more than us?"
He must have went on an acid trip.
This is coming from a website called thesized.com.
The Sized?
thesized.com.
If a spider, Travis,
they click on this,
they eat 10% of their body weight. And let's say I was 200 pounds. That means it would take 2,000 pounds worth of spiders to eat me. And so I Googled how much does a spider weigh. What I figured is it would take 91 million spiders to eat me. And that's 91 million spiders just to eat me. But what they said is that it's 2.8 million to one. So there's not enough spiders. That's what I came to realize. The math doesn't check out. It would take 9 million to eat me.
That's you're only factoring in them taking one day to eat you. What if it takes more than one day?
Yeah, but I would get up by then and punch them in the face.
Well, no, not if you've been bitten however many billion times.
No, I'll fight. I'll set them on fire.
Drunk. You can't. Your hands have been eaten.
You think they'd start because, with my hands?
Yep, because they're nocturnal, and while you're sleeping, they'll eat your hands off, so you can't do anything.
You guys seem to
that
be...
That way you couldn't pee no more, then you'll die from an infection on the inside.
See, you guys aren't consistent, because you guys were on the spiders couldn't eat us thing, and now you're like saying that you think they
No,
could.
They're not going to eat me or Travis, they're going to eat you.
Yeah, you specifically. We're fine.
We're good.
Most humans will be fine.
You, on the other hand, you're fine.
Okay, so the spiders are organizing, and what they're doing is like they're trying to figure... Because there's plenty around here. I mean, if there's...
They're only going to get the people that are worried about it.
Yeah,
they're targeting paranoid people.
So the spiders, they're calling back to spider home base, and they're saying, hey, this guy, he's talking about it, and so we need to take him out quick.
And then spider home base says, well... He was going on and on about cans one week, so he might forget about the spiders by next week. But yeah, to be safe, we should probably take him out.
You say that my attention span could be a positive in this situation, Travis? They've witnessed me long enough to know maybe. That I'm probably not going to follow through with anything.
Like you'll forget the spiders even exist by this time next week?
Okay, so if it takes 9 million and there's only 2.8 million that can eat me, I think I'm okay. Because the other rest of the spiders have to worry about other people like that. They have other guys to deal with.
These spiders aren't assigned to each individual person. There might be 2.8 million spiders
in this
person.
Scenario. But they would be right. Gator?
No. And
they're going to team up to take somebody out.
Who says they're going to get every single person at one time?
What?
They got to move on from city to city, right? They're not going to just do every person at one time.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, and like you said, you have to take into consideration the babies. So if it's 2.8 million spiders per everyone, including babies, they're going to skip the babies and just take out you.
Do you think they'd be smart enough it's not to skip the babies?
It's not going to take 2.8 million for the baby. So the million that's over for the baby is going to go to you.
Oh. Yeah, and the babies, they'll just sit there. It doesn't matter. They'll be there later when they don't get fed and they're in their crib. They get them later.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to, like, coordinate it to where they attack all at once. I mean, they can't give us the tip-off that the spiders are getting people now.
Well, you keep it quiet. Like it's like a slasher flick where you take them out one by one quietly.
Trevor, did you see that Heinz made Mars ketchup?
I don't know what that means.
So what they did is they said, hey, guys, what we did is we took 2 years. We got scientists. It was a whole team. There was like 14 guys. Astrobiologists, Travis. And they recreated what Mars is like. They didn't take Mars dirt. They took Earth dirt and made it like Mars dirt. And they made like a Mars environment with the temperature and stuff. And then they tried to make tomatoes there just to prove that they could. And so they got these tomatoes and they said, hey, guys, we made tomatoes in fake Mars, which proves that we can do it. They're not selling Mars ketchup yet, but they just showed off that they had like a bottle that said Mars ketchup on it.
It seems like a monumental waste of time.
Took them 2 years, Travis. 14 guys.
Why would a company like Heinz spend the resources to do that.
Well, what they said was, guys, I mean, now that we see that we can do this.
Elon asked them.
We've proven that we can make tomatoes in shittier places. You know, like we can make tomatoes anywhere. We can go make tomatoes in the desert. Because, I mean, if we can make tomatoes in fake Mars.
Yeah, but in fake Mars, they probably watered them every day. Where are you getting the water in fake Mars and real Mars?
Well, they probably were confined to their... They were confined to their Mars thing. You know, so you have the water that you have.
There is no water on Mars.
Well, maybe they had to make water. Or they had to bring tanks.
Again, this seems like a monumental waste of time and resources for a large company.
Look, what if the fucking spiders ruin all the places that we make tomatoes, Travis?
Well, they could ruin the people. They're not going to ruin the environment.
They might. They build the webs. They can't. And they kill all the bees. Do spiders eat bees?
No.
They don't?
No,
what do spiders
get
eat?
Stung?
Mosquitoes, moss, fucking.
Well, I mean, they can have those.
Dragonflies,
right?
But they make it uninhabitable with their coordination, and we got to make some tough choices and figure out where to grow tomatoes.
Why would they make it uninhabitable if they want to live there?
Travis, don't you think making ketchup on Mars is like a great super villain origin story?
We like, think, oh, look, we can make ketchup on Mars. Now I can turn this into some kind of noxious gas to take out the population of Gotham City.
Like somebody starts just eating a lot of the Mars ketchup and it gets them all weird. Because, you know, I mean, who knows what's in that weird Mars soil?
Right.
And before you know it, you're evil and you have a plan.
What I'm going to assume, it's just like any episode of The X-Files or any kind of low-grade science fiction motion picture, is that these scientists were like, hey, look, what we can do is the tomatoes of alien origins. Isn't that great? And then the population starts to eat them, and everybody who starts to eat them all of a sudden has some sort of brain parasite that's connected to some sort of hive mind, you know, or that from some alien shit. And then there's your apocalypse.
So the Martians
don't have to worry about the spiders.
The Martians get some kind of chemical into our Mars ketchup, knowing that that's a condiment that a lot of people eat.
Yeah, that's true. There's dipshits out there that even put that on steak.
Yeah, and eggs and all kinds of stupid stuff. And so then, you know, they don't. If they come down here with their ray guns, we're probably going to shoot back. But if they just send Mars ketchup to us early,
yeah,
we will obey because we ate the Mars ketchup. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Yep. 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 You infect our ketchup or our, I don't know, like our salt supply for our potato chips, something. Yeah, where everybody's consuming. That's a much easier way for the aliens to take over the planet Earth. Absolutely.
To be clear, Guts Danson didn't send me the thing about Mars ketchup. He sent me the thing about the spiders.
Unsolicited?
No, he was talking about something, Travis. I don't know. About spiders. And it just got me worried. But I feel better now. I don't even think that the spiders have the capability of like communicating with one another and like getting smart. They're little.
I just over the course of the past, what, 7 years, I've found that somebody can send you something as innocuous as an idea for a greeting card and you're going to start freaking out about your mortality.
You mean like the people as a whole or me specifically?
You specifically. You. Somebody could send you something completely benign and it will all automatically become the thing you're most worried about that day.
You gotta worry, right, Travis?
No.
No. You don't. You don't.
you just go carefree?
Yeah, it's
easy breezy, Travis.
About 90% of my life.
Then you're not going to be prepared when the goddamn spiders coordinate. What I like to do, Drunk, is I like to like make a list of all the things that could happen and come up with what I'm going to do.
So what are you going to do?
Set them on fire.
How are you going to do that?
I'm
do you even know how to make a fire?
I'm going to get a lighter and a can of hairspray.
Have you ever tried that before?
Adam, you know what I'm saying?
Have burned your goddamn hand.
Have you ever done that before?
No, I have one of those little silicon grippy things that I get the grates of the barbecue pit with, Travis. I'm going to hold the lighter with that. Oh, shit. How am I going to do the lighter?
You can't light it.
Do you know?
Oh, no.
And you know if you spray the can long enough, the fire goes in the can, right?
And then it goes, boom.
Does the can blow up?
Yes.
Oh.
So you're dead.
And the spiders are eating your burning corpse. Thank you for making their meal well done.
Barbecue it. Okay, that's not going to work. What if I just start drinking spider spray?
That's poison.
Oh, that, yeah.
No, I'll drink it in like really small doses and like build up a tolerance over time, but like it'll be in my blood, right?
Yeah, you just have to dilute it a lot at first and slowly remove the dilution.
Right, and so that way if a spider bites me or a whole bunch of spiders bite me, they'll die. They'll die because I am the anti-spider.
Start right now.
I feel like that you were talking about the Spider-Man movie. That's a good villain.
I have the leak clip, Travis. It's really good.
Play it again.
You're too late, Spider-Man. Weed has been legalized.
But you're the one getting smoked, Gummy.
We got the scoop on that, Drunk.
Yeah, we did.
What do you think, Travis? Did it take a break?
Yeah, I got to go check the house for spiders.
There's a lot, Travis. And you don't know where they all are because they hide really good. They're really good at hiding. They
hide really well.
But eventually they're going to stop hiding. And that's when you got to
worry.
Guess
what, buddy? I'm real good at seeking.
Ooh.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you now, it's mandatory to get vaccinated. Fuck them. Fuck their freedom. I want my freedom to live.
Fuck your freedom. I want my freedom to live. You say that you have rights. Ask me how many fucks I give.
W-F-O-T. Hey, Wolverine. Isn't this a party? Where is everyone? I really can't stand.
Mandy, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Mandy, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands just like
my mother. Will start to worry. My father will be pacing the floor. So really I'd better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think
Mandy is cold out there.
Say what's in this drink.
No cats to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break this spell.
I'll take your head.
I ought to say no, 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 sir. At least I'm gonna say that I tried. I really can't say.
Mandy, don't hold out.
It's cold outside.
Shit, my chest hair is frozen.
I simply must go.
Mandy, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been so nice and warm.
Look out, the window at that.
My sister will be suspicious. My brother will be there at the door. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. Oh, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Maybe you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been Grant.
I thrill when I touch.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least there'll be plenty implied. I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
Expect temperatures in the high teens and the likelihood that you will die cold and alone earlier than you had hoped, and well before you were able to spend all the money you paid into Social Security. Your weekly forecast is cold, 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 and still not realizing your dreams or potential. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Guys, welcome back. Travis, do you watch, you don't watch Peyton and Eli call the games, do you? Do you watch normal games?
Yeah, and I don't know why I put myself through that torture, because that Monday Night Football crew is fucking
they're
terrible.
They're not that bad. That game last night, though.
What I've noticed is a lot
Peyton
of
Peyton and Eli would have roasted the refs last night. I guarantee you that.
They like the Peyton and Eli. It's a big thing. People are liking it.
Yeah, people are really enjoying that.
I love it.
And you got their little, it's just Twitch, right?
I was rather upset that they weren't on last night, but.
Oh, they didn't have, they weren't on last night?
They were not, no.
I thought they were pretty much every week they've been.
I guess they had to take the week off. I don't know.
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah,
they're back next week, though.
Yeah, I've never watched it. I guess I have a problem with that picture-in-picture thing. Like, that's why I could never watch, like, people playing video. Like, my kid, I think I've said this before, likes to watch people play video games on YouTube, and it just drives me bananas, that picture-in-picture shit. I can't deal with
You're so 80s. It's funny.
I am so 80s. You're right.
we're old men, Drunk. We're old people.
But you got
I have the attention span for the thing I want to watch.
So what, you couldn't do like the Red Zone channel with the Octobox?
Oh, I can do that, because he doesn't leave it on the Octobox that long.
Yeah, but if you have like DirecTV, you can have a channel that's nothing but the Octobox.
Oh, see, fuck that. I don't want that. I want the actual Red Zone channel where he takes me from good parts of football to other good parts of football, so I don't have to sit through an entire game of nonsense fucking calls and bullshit like last night.
So just staring at the opposing player's bench gives you a 15-yard penalty.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at him. Don't look at him now.
I'm gonna
I realize you just played there 4 weeks ago, but don't look at him.
Yeah, don't look at him. That was a touchdown, except this guy shouldn't have blocked this guy, even though he didn't touch him.
Right. This guy fell on the ground 15 yards.
So right now, ESPN has the option of watching the Monday Night Football game just on regular ESPN, the regular way you watch a football
game.
With
Steve Levy, Brian Griese, and Louis Riddick. Which
or
there's worse crews than them.
On ESPN2, you can watch the same game
with
Peyton and Eli.
Eli and special guests for a quarter.
Right.
They did the same thing with Nickelodeon last year, where Nickelodeon aired a game and had like Nickelodeon commenters.
Oh, really?
It was. What's his name? That's on fucking CBS Morning Show now. Nate Burleson and two kids.
Yeah,
and they had Gak.
Yeah, and that's where I think that was the game that Mitch Trubisky last year won the MVP, the Nickelodeon Player of the Game or whatever.
Right.
What do you get for being that?
Trophy, I think.
Oh, you get a trophy?
Yeah, I think it's like a, you know, some kind of Nickelodeon trophy.
Now, you're Mitch Trubisky. Do you display your Nickelodeon MVP award? You do, don't you?
Well, I don't know if you would necessarily, because that was it was a joke by Big Cat from Barstool, like prompting people to vote for Mitch Trubisky as the MVP because he was doing so poorly. So like the entire Twitter mob voted for Mitch Trubisky. Travis. And then got him to win the MVP, even though he was doing so poorly.
So that's probably the way things are going, though, don't you think? Because this Peyton and Eli thing is popular and ESPN has a streaming service to populate. Just have the game on 10 different channels with 10 different announcers, right?
Yeah, I mean, what does it hurt, right? Because a lot of the times ESPN does that. They simulcast things and they use the same people. But why don't you give people different options, right? Like, it's like, hey, we got RuPaul and some broad from Dancing with the Stars. They're doing this game over here. You got Eli and Peyton over here. You got the regular commentators over here. Why not give people options?
I wonder if you could get to a point where you just have the option to feed in whoever you wanted. And a million people can do like a Twitch version of calling a fight or calling a football game where, you know, like you can just add in your own commentators. Still pay to watch the game, I guess, if you pay.
Well, I know for like their college championship game, they have like five different streams. And one of them is like, you know, the Jerry Jeudy only camera and fucking stuff like that. So
wouldn't it be fun to just have, you know, since there's a million ESPNs and like you said, they have their own streaming things, so you could have a bunch of different feeds where if you just took the audio, like you took the actual audio from the main commentators and then just did like a voice modulation. Like, so you got like Sam Jackson and John Travolta on one stream because it's just Brian Griese and whatever the hell the other guy's name is.
Louis Riddick.
Louis Riddick. It's just feeding their voices through a voice modulator.
Oh, you deep faked them.
It's a deep fake, yeah. But it's just they don't have to do any extra effort, really, because it would just run through like a computer program and then pipe in Sam Jackson and John Travolta on this other feed.
You could probably just type in what Samuel L. Jackson would say. Just pay some intern to like tape a look at this motherfucker running.
Yeah, but that'd be more work, right? Like, you already have the existing audio from the main feed. So just run that through a modulator and it's not costing them really any more money.
But Sam Jackson, he's got to say motherfucker, though.
Well, you I'm sure you could put in some sort of code where every third phrase that
add a motherfucker
Greasy says. Add a motherfucker.
Well, they should have a WFOD channel then, if that's the case.
That'd be kind of fun, right? Get together on a Monday night and call a football game. Be like, hey, we're here. We got special guests to talk about the football game. Hey, special guests.
Yeah, what they really got to do this week, guys, is if they, you know, the key to winning this football game is to get into that red zone and to execute in that red zone better than the other team.
Yeah.
The kick guy.
Oh, he wishes he could have that one back.
Yeah.
Mike.
He's got to kick it between those two poles there.
Ooh, shanked it. Oh, was that a good hold? I couldn't see the hold. Let's bring the replay back.
Be pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think we'd be good at that.
We'd probably be like on ESPN
74, you know?
Like, yeah. Drunk could be like our Booger McFarlane.
Yeah.
Get him, Booger. Drunk, let me ask you.
Do you know who Booger McFarlane is?
No, no idea.
He was the guy a couple years ago that they had on the like tractor trailer set where they kind of moved him up and down the field.
Blocking Remember everybody's view yeah, that paid a bunch of money because they're on the sidelines.
I have no idea what that is. I have no idea what
they had him on like a fucking like car on a boom.
He was like on a boom on a car. So he was like sitting in the big seat with his own monitor and they would move it up and down the field where the action was. And it would block all of these people who had like field level seats that paid a shit ton of money for him. So every time the action was happening, Booger McFarlane would be blocking these people who paid like $7 million for their seats.
How do you get their view? How do you get the name Booger?
I believe that was pre-college.
Is there a good story there? We'd have to have him on our broadcast and ask him.
He went to LSU.
Be like, hey man, how'd you get that name Booger? Oh, and Ezekiel Elliott runs for 4. All right, and go.
He'd like to have that one back, Drunk.
He sure would. If we did that, I feel like my most common word would be bozo. Oh, what a fucking bozo. A
fucking bozo.
You know what the offensive line did poorly on that last play, Mike, was they didn't protect their quarterback.
Yeah.
Speaking of protecting your quarterback, Travis, we could all have hot takes about Aaron Rodgers, right?
Oh, man, you want to protect a quarterback, you get him vaccinated against COVID-19.
You don't want to get a shot. You don't want to get a shot. That's what they
do. They were all saying that he was a liar because he said that he had an allergy. And they're like, no, you don't, you liar.
No, you don't. You're worse than Hitler.
What, you read the ingredients, you fucking liar.
You did your own research? Bullshit.
You know how at the end of like every medication in the commercial, like there's like 30 seconds of the side effects that could happen.
If not longer.
Shitting out of your eyeballs.
Ask your doctor. You know, he said in that interview, I talked to my whole medical team. Guy's got a whole team, Travis.
Right.
Not just like a doctor. He's got several doctors. I mean, the guy, he's got a lot of money. He's got a bunch of doctors.
Ask him if the COVID-19 vaccine is right for you. Well, they said no, so I didn't take it.
Yeah. My medical team said, hey, you're allergic to one of the things. He's lying about that. But he did at one point say he talked to Joe Rogan. So they're like, oh, you don't talk to doctors? You talk to Joe Rogan? They're like, no, I talked to a bunch of doctors. And then I called Joe Rogan.
And Joe Rogan's probably talked to more doctors on Earth than any living human.
I don't doubt that either.
Yeah. So, seriously, Aaron Rodgers, he's a big fucking liar. And he's got a stupid face. He needs to shave, Travis. He's starting to look like a hobo.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a fuckhead. And I support his right to choose for himself. But Aaron Rodgers is an absolute piece of shit. And I've watched him for years. I've read interviews. I've seen the guy
obviously coming from sucks. A Bears fan.
It is coming from a Bears fan.
He's
unbiased.
Seems, unbiased seems Bears
to
fan
be full of himself, Travis.
Yeah.
He seems to have a very high opinion of himself.
If you were Aaron Rodgers, you'd have a high opinion of yourself too, fuckhole.
Shit, I don't even have to be Aaron Rodgers, and I got a high opinion of myself, truthfully.
But, yeah. Drunk, let me ask you this.
Okay, ask away, buddy.
So, we have Uber.
Okay.
Drives people.
Right. Uber also drives food.
I have Uber Eats that'll pick up some food for you.
Right.
And bring you some food.
Okay.
Could there be an Uber that just like, if you forget your phone charger at home, a guy will come pick it up and drive it out to
you? You really want to let somebody in your house that you don't know?
Well, let's say your wife's home.
Now we're just saying.
You really want to send a stranger to
go raid your wife?
No, I don't want him to rape my wife. I
That's
want
what
my
it sounds
wife
like.
To give him a phone charger.
He's going
to
come rape your wife.
No.
You really want strangers to rape your wife, Mike?
No, guys, stop it. She gives him the phone charger, and then he takes the phone
and then
charger.
He rapes her.
No, guys, you talk about an extreme example. Like, you talk about, like, hey, you order a pizza, and then, like, the pizza man knocks on the door and rapes your wife. That's not how it works. Sometimes people just,
but you're
like,
home. When the pizza comes.
Yeah, totally.
Well, how does he know that, like, we don't have a whole bunch of people here?
Because if you would have called one of them to bring you your fucking charger, that's why.
No, exactly. They're instead busy. We're paying a guy to do it.
They're busy doing what?
He's going to rape all of them.
You tell Uber phone charger guy. You tell Uber phone charger guy that it's in the mailbox. Like, you don't even have to contact
ask
him.
The people in the chat. What? Is the Uber guy going to come rape you if you ask him for your charger? Yes or no? I guarantee you that they respond with
Uber
yes.
Is a business where you get in a stranger's car. Why isn't the Uber guy just raping you?
On this service,
you're
you
alone in a car with a rapist.
It's fucking happened before, asshole.
You ask them to pick up your phone charger, and on the app, it asks how many people are there so they know how many people to send to rape them all.
That's not what I envisioned this service to be, guys. Sometimes you order a sandwich because it's convenient just to have somebody pick you up a sandwich. And then he delivers the sandwich. He doesn't rape anybody. You tip him a couple dollars, and then you leave. Why in this scenario... Is it any different than the other Ubers?
So, you know,
because in the food situation, he's going one way. He's going directly to your house. But here, he's got to go to your house and then find wherever you are. So now he's going to expect a little something extra.
But he doesn't necessarily know that I'm the one who it's my home. It could just be like he's picking up something for somebody and taking it to somebody else. What I'm saying is, like, Uber Eats is restaurant based.
You know, Uber Eats goes to 7-Eleven, right? 7-Eleven has chargers. Buy a new fucking charger.
So you're saying Uber Eats will deliver me a charger from 7-Eleven?
That's correct.
Keep them away from your wife, home alone,
please. Okay. For fuck's sake.
Fair, fine, whatever, guys. Travis, I have a pick of the week.
See, robbed and murdered. And then raped. Boom.
Because I'm not home, and they know that because I called Uber phone charger.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I'm not home.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't even be the Uber guy because he'd want to keep his 5-star rating up. But he might have a friend where he's like, hey, I just picked up this phone charger for this husband. The woman's home alone. You know, feel free to stop by.
Okay, I ordered something on Amazon Prime and shipped it to my house, but it's for my mom. I could call Uber phone charger and say, hey, can you run this Amazon package over to my mom's house?
You know that service already exists, right?
What is it?
It's fucking a courier. Call a courier.
Yeah, but that's like a whole service. I'm talking about just some dickhead in a Honda Civic. Driving a couple boxes.
Okay, what's the difference between a dickhead and a Honda Civic and a dickhead and a Sprinter? Please tell me the difference.
Also, real quick, there is money associated with the original product here, right? Like, you're talking about Uber Eats. You have to pay a restaurant for the food, so then the driver is upcharging you for delivery.
Right.
You're paying for, like, a taxi cab service where it's like you're paying. How much do you think is worth to you to have a phone charger picked up and delivered? And how many people out there do you think feel like that's worth it for them to drive across town to get your phone charger?
Maybe just incorporate it into the Uber Eats system where Uber Eats drivers who are already out can just add that in.
And I think that they offer. It would boil down to you having to order like a chicken parm sandwich from someplace and then add on that they pick up your phone charger.
So it'd be like, okay, bring the chicken
DoorDash
parm.
DoorDash does that to me all the time. Hey, you ordered food. By the way, you need anything from Walgreens? You got 10 minutes to decide.
Yeah, bring me a phone charger. I forgot mine at home.
So
every time you want, every time you forget something, you essentially have to buy a new one, but also you have to buy a Jimmy John's black and blue in order for it to be worth it for the driver.
I tried one of those and I didn't like it.
What's a black and blue?
It looks gross.
It's not very good.
What is it?
It's like roast beef and it has a blue cheese on it. And
I like blue cheese. I like black and blue like hamburgers, like with blue cheese and shit on it. Like I'm a fan, but that sandwich looks real sick.
The thing is, like the blue cheese burger, there's a lot more burger, and so like you get a hint of blue cheese. But on that Jimmy John's, you got like one fucking piece of roast beef lunch meat.
It's all bread,
and then a fuckload of blue cheese. It's too much blue cheese, Travis. This is the problem.
Good. I'm glad you said that you tried it because I almost was going to try it before it disappeared. Even though it looks gross,
it's not good.
No. I'm out.
Maybe just
for that reason, I'm out.
Open it up, Travis, and just take your index finger and scrape it across there and take out about half of that blue cheese.
Maybe I just might order that. Give me half blue.
Yeah.
Half blue Jimmy John's.
Black and like a sky blue.
Or, you know, melt it, but they don't do that at Jimmy John's because they're worthless.
So,
you motherfucker. Guys, I love me a spicy East Coast Italian.
Don't worry
if
about.
I'm gonna get a sandwich. I'm gonna get a fucking not Jimmy John's.
Don't worry about spiders, guys. We're fine. Oh, Travis, I had this music that I was gonna play during the spider bit, but I forgot.
Oh, you play it now.
You remember that one?
Is that like Jaws except for spiders?
Guys, I actually have two picks of the week, Travis. One of them is kind of a silly one, but there's a wrestler. He's an independent wrestler named Danhausen. Drunk, have you heard of Danhausen?
Is that one word or two?
Danhausen, all one word.
No, I haven't heard of Danhausen.
And he was just like a regular wrestler for a long time, just like a guy.
Yeah.
His name's like a Dane or Don or something.
And now he's a Lucha Libre.
And like he just decided at some point he was going to like wear like full face paint and paint his ears black. And cool he has like a gimmick. He's like a silly guy.
Yeah.
And he wears a cape and he's evil.
No. You can't have a cape and be evil.
No, he's an evil guy. But he has like this whole persona. He does a whole bunch of YouTube stuff.
Uh-huh.
What promotion does this man wrestle for?
I think he was on Ring of Honor, but I don't know if he is now. He's not on any of them really right now. He's like an independent guy, but he's kind of blowing up. And I watched so much of his stuff this week, Travis. I can't get enough of this fucking Danhausen guy. And it cracks me up because he talks about Stone Cold Steve Austin all the time. But he just calls him Cold Steve. It fucking cracks.
Cold Steve?
I could just listen to this.
Cold Steve?
This guy call Stone Cold Steve Austin Cold Steve all fucking day. It cracks my shit up. But yeah, so he got hurt. He like broke his leg in two places. And there's like a GoFundMe for
that's out 8 months
for him. Yeah, because he broke his leg. And I guess he's doing a bunch more YouTube stuff. And that's great because he carries around a jar of teeth. And like his finishing move is he sneaks up behind people and pours his jar of teeth in their mouth. And then they're freaked out because they have a bunch of teeth in their mouth. And then he kicks.
Are these like human teeth or just random teeth?
Well, they're probably stage teeth, Travis, because I don't know if you know this, but wrestling's fake. But he dumps the teeth in their mouth.
Not fake, it's scripted.
And then he kicks them.
It's scripted.
And the teeth go all over the place. And he says, well, guys, you can't get disqualified for putting teeth in people's mouth. People already have teeth in their mouth. And that's really good logic. It makes sense.
Does he have a funny quip when he dumps the teeth in people's mouth?
You mean like, does he say something?
like a Schwarzenegger. You bit off more than you could, but that doesn't work.
No, he kicks him in the face.
You got more teeth than sense, boy.
I don't know.
Travis, my real pick of the week, though, is there is a new podcast. I don't know what it seems like. It's professionally produced, and so I imagine it's like one of the big companies. It is called The Rumor. It's a podcast called The Rumor, and it is a podcast that dives deep into a topic that we talked about like 12 years ago, where the power went out at the Orioles game, and people think it's because Cal Ripken Jr. caught Kevin Costner fucking his wife. And so like they dig deep into it. And apparently Kevin Costner at some point had a radio interview where he addressed it. And Cal Ripken Jr. has addressed it. And so like I'm really interested in learning more. It'll probably end up like that Sweatin' the Oldies one, Travis, where like there isn't an ending. And they say, yeah, we still don't know.
Oh, like, yeah, like the Tom Hanks kicking that dude off Band of Brothers.
Yeah, they'll say, yeah, we don't know. We still don't know. That one just started season 3, Travis. I haven't gotten into it yet, but that's still going. They're still trying to figure it out.
So this podcast is specifically about that rumor? They're not going to cover other rumors?
Nope, just about that rumor.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So, guys, check that out. Drunk, you got a pick of the week, bud?
I do. Drunk's pick of the week are the spiders that are going to come eat Mike. No, for real, though.
Specifically.
It would take 91 million spiders to eat me.
Drunk's real pick of the week. This Friday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Western, Pacific, I guess. Live from the Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio. USA versus Mexico in a World Cup qualifier to go to Qatar.
Where's that?
It's one of those really rich places in the Middle East that is about the size of your house, but the whole house is on oil.
Oh.
So.
Huh.
That's the kind of place in the Middle East where they get Justin Bieber to play for their, like, daughter's Sweet 16.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
For like one of their 13 daughters.
Yeah.
Travis, pick of the week, bud?
Yeah. I guess I'd just say Travis's pick of the week this week is Succession season 3. I don't know if I said Succession yet since it started. It's only four episodes. Four episodes deep. It's pretty great. Every time I watch an episode, I'm like, goddamn, the show is so good. So yeah, that's all I've really loved this week, besides my new QB1, Justin Fields. I guess Justin Fields is probably my pick of the week.
There you go. First half, he looked like dog, but the second half.
Oh, they kept him in the pocket like a bunch of dipshits.
Second half, he looked very good.
Yep.
Superstar. They let him be free.
Imagine if he had a decent coaching staff and an offensive line.
What are you talking about? Matt Nagy is like best head coach in the league, eh?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, he's an offensive genius.
You ever heard that guy's press conferences? I laugh every word he says.
Almost every week I watch those things, and he's always got to figure out what went wrong every week.
Does he sound like a real dumb guy?
Oh, dude. Well, any
loves their hearts.
You know what fucks me up is he's a bald guy that wears a visor. That's
it's a bad look.
It's a bad look. It's a bad look.
How many spiders do you think it would take to eat him?
Not many. Cool. He's kind of a skinny guy.
Oh, you think it would take less than it would take to eat me?
Yeah, I bet you.
Well, his ego's pretty big, so it might take extra.
Do you think he has a spider plan, though?
No, he can't he'll even tell plan, you he has a spider how plan. To do his job correctly. So
yeah, he'll tell you he has a spider plan, but
yeah, yeah, he's been working on it with his team all week.
Guys, we did it.
Fuck yeah.
We we'll probably do it again about a week.
About a week or so.
Yeah. I'd say
fingers crossed. We're supposed to have a guest that I'm fairly excited for next week.
Yeah, we're supposed to have one this week too, it. Travis. Didn't yep.
Don't want to jinx next week.
Didn't work out.
Don't get angry. I'm Bill Dan.
I got myself in a position here.
For listening to this installment of WFOD, if you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix. Should figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Steve.